Rachel Lindeen is joining me today. She is the Government Relations Talent Development Director for the Greater Burlington Partnership. And we're talking about some partnership events, some benefits of being a member of the Greater Burlington Partnership. And some of those benefits include an event that's coming up very shortly. It's called Eggs and Issues.
Yes, good morning. Tomorrow morning is our Eggs and Issues, but there will be no eggs tomorrow. We're going to host our legislative breakfast virtually for all of our Chamber of Commerce members. So we sit down with our everybody that represents Des Moines County. So Senator Goodwin, Representative Cahoon, and Representative Kerr, they all come.
No eggs, but coffee?
Oh, well, yeah, but tomorrow morning we're going to be virtual, just trying to be COVID cautious.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Normally breakfast is served, but tomorrow it's all Zoom for our members.
But you can have eggs if you wish.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. What are the times on that?
So tomorrow morning we're at 8 o'clock, and we'll be covering, so recently the Government Relations Committee, which is a committee of the Chamber of Commerce, came out with their legislative position statements. And this year we're focusing on workforce, talent attraction, housing, and infrastructure, which are really four hot topics for all of our members and our businesses. And tomorrow we're going to be highlighting housing. Mm-hmm. Before there's a local housing task force that will give their findings and give some recommendations to our legislators and our city and county people. And then from there, we'll dive into some questions about their first full week at the State House. So,
taxes and spending are always key elements here. We had the governor talking about changing the Iowa state or Iowa income tax grid and moving to a flat tax over the past. But, you know, I have a feeling that, and then there's so many other things in terms of what you can do. There's also presentations. I know they have presentations by at least two or three of the representatives in the legislature who are saying, you know what, we could make a lot of money if we had recreational marijuana.
Right. Well, we're not here. Yeah.
I don't think the chamber is going to take a position on that.
No, I was going to say, I think that one, not in our wheelhouse anytime soon. But
roads, bridges,
Highway
infrastructure.
Highway 61, river, all of that is really important to us.
Yes, indeed. It is indeed. And that's, again, the Eggs and Issues virtual. So what do you do to see it?
So for all Chamber of Commerce members, check your email. There will be a link for that. And we're excited because this is the first one that they've been in session for, so they'll actually get a flavor of maybe what's going on. You know, you mentioned the governor's speech. I think we here in Southeast Iowa are really excited to hear about some of the workforce initiatives. A lot of those are happening in our schools and in our communities, but it was just nice to know that a little additional funding was going to come our way.
All right. And speaking of funding, a chance to, one thing, it's coming up later on, it's called Southeast Iowa Days in the capital of Des Moines, and it's meeting, now will this be virtual or will this be a direct hands-on event?
Oh, we are going to Des Moines. It's a smaller group, so we go with our regional partners being Wauwisa County, Lee County, and folks from Henry County as long as Des Moines County as well, and we go represent our business. It's an advocacy trip, and we talk to legislators. We hear informational sessions from those that are state leaders, like we'll hear from the director of DOT and the director of workforce. So things that are really important to us, we're going to hear from the folks that lead the state.
Okay. You know what? What we really need is Western Illinois Days to be able to...
You know, that's funny, and that's kind of true. We have, sometimes in the past, we've thought about that when we go to Washington, D.C. to meet with our representatives from Western Illinois.
We're 23 miles from getting...
I know, and I see it over there, too. I see it out that window.
I can see it, too, exactly. Anyway, it is Southeast Iowa Days. What are the dates for that?
Yep, we're going to go February 2nd and 3rd, and again, it's a perk of being a Chamber of Commerce member. We go on Wednesday, we spend some time with the Capital Empower You students, which is a leadership program for high school students out at SCC. They actually present at the Capitol, so we're excited to have them join that day,
now,
too.
Now, is this done? Do you do group transportation, too?
No, we just do individual travel. We make some lodging accommodations, but that part's up to everybody on their
own. Okay, all right. But it's Southeast Iowa Days and a chance to give businesses a platform to legislators. And, again, a perk for being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We were just talking about some of the things that you have. I think I mentioned Greater Burlington YP. That's been an organization that's been around for a few years.
Yes.
I'm trying to think you've got...
The leadership class
leadership,
is a big one,
that's
too.
Right.
Government relations is kind of the core of the projects of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, we also... It's this time of year, it just never slows down in our office, but we are working on our annual meeting.
Except
and...
2 years ago when everything... everything slowed down.
Oh, that's right. But, you know, the reality is I know Amy is starting to work on farmers market and vintage market stuff. So that will be here before you know it.
And we are sincerely hoping that this COVID thing just simply fades into the distance. It's been 2 years after all, right?
That's right.
Anyway. Southeast Iowa Days in February. That's the first week in February.
Yes.
And then Eggs and Issues, that's happening tomorrow.
Correct.
And you just look for a link in an email. What time does that get
underway? It starts at 8 o'clock. And I will also say we are doing one, I'm going off memory with this, just trouble, February 18th, and we'll also have another one in March. And kind of depending on the session for Eggs and Issues, we'll maybe do one in April. It all depends on when they wrap up in Des Moines.
All right. Check it out. If you're a member of the Chamber, if you want to be a member of the Chamber, you've thought about being a member, what do you need to do?
Call our office or check out greaterburlington.com.
There you go. Greaterburlington.com. Can't get easier than that. Rachel Lindeen, have a great week and have a great Eggs and Issues. You can make your own eggs if you
That's
want.
That's right.
And have a great time in Des Moines.
Thank you.
Is it the second?
Second and third. February 2nd and 3rd. We'll go.